Joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, Captain Doug Hansen of the Salvation Army with a food box delivery program you definitely want to know something about. Good afternoon, Doug.
Good afternoon. How you doing, sir?
We're doing great here. How about you? You're busy. You are very busy.
Yes, we sure have. We've added a lot of new programs in light of COVID-19 and our response to helping out our neighbors.
This one intrigues me. The note that you sent to the station said, you're not getting enough play, so we want to talk about this and talk it up some more so that people are actually calling in and asking for the help because you've got it to give.
Yes, so we have a food box delivery program for anyone that has transportation issues, can't get down to a food bank to pick up food. Well, we can deliver it to you in 1 to 2 days after you call in. And this program really is a great partnership. There's four nonprofits helping out with this. It's Care and Share, the Salvation Army, Cause I Love You, COS I Love You, and then United Way's 211 call center. So if people need a food box, they just call 211, and 211 will get us the address, and our team of volunteers will drive them out to your house the next day. And it's just that simple.
And I imagine you're doing all the safe things, trying to keep it as contactless as possible. But there's something else you're doing here, too. You're protecting people's dignity because you say that it's hard for people to ask for help.
Yeah, it is. And that's the thing that we see a lot is people will wait till they've spent every dollar. If they've never come to a nonprofit for help, they'll often wait until they've spent every dollar. They're at their rope's end. What we're trying to tell people is, don't wait till that. If you're forecasting economic disaster or a hardship that you're about to run through in your life, we can help out with that. We even have a rental assistance program. If you lost your job due to COVID-19, we can help people out with their rent. And so we're doing a lot of new programs, a lot of expensive programs like that rental one. But the food box one, we're averaging about 35 deliveries a day. But we were ready for 200 a day. So we're available for you. If you have transportation issues, we can deliver it to you.
And this is all on the honor system. No questions asked, but definitely on the honor system. If you're in genuine need, you've made this really easy for people, and that is to dial three simple numbers. Doug, what are those?
Yes, 211. I guess, Ted, all the 1-1s got taken up, right? You got the 911, but 211 is the referral company that will put your name on the list. And one thing that we're doing on the other end, so that's our giving. One thing that we're in the week of, we're trying to raise $30,000 this week, and we are getting close to the halfway mark. But it's Give for Good. If people go to our website, tsacs.org, or on our Facebook page, they'll see a link for it, but we're trying to raise $30,000 to keep our programs up and running. We've had a lot of extra expenses during COVID-19, and we're going to keep our programs going, but we sure could use the help.
So folks can donate there, and again, it's tsca.org. You are just about halfway to your goal for this week of $30,000. That money helps to go and drive programs like your food box delivery and your rent assistance program.
Yes, yes. And many other programs. I feel like I ramble off long bullet point lists, but we're here to help in whatever need there is. And obviously there's been a lot more. And we sure have had fun working with other community partners to meet neighbors' need. And really, we've had a lot of volunteers come our way. And, you know, COVID-19 is not good for our city and everything, but we've relished the opportunity to be more impactful, more helpful, and really collaborative with other agencies and with other individuals that wanted to volunteer.
And this food box delivery program is a fine example of one that has room to work even harder. So if you know somebody, you simply, or if you are in need yourself, simply dial 211, and what happens is the only information you're going to give is a name, an address, and a phone number. And that is all correct. About wanting to preserve and protect your dignity in this case, because, Doug, as you say, times are tough. A lot of people who are asking for help are doing that for the first time, maybe even in their lives.
Yes, we are definitely seeing that. We're seeing that over half the people that come to us or that we deliver food boxes to, it's the first time they've ever come to our door for it. And of course, we do a touchless system. We'll just ring or knock on, ring your doorbell and knock on it, leave the food box on your porch, and so we're keeping with masks and gloves for all of our staff.
Captain Doug Hansen, Salvation Army, we appreciate your visits here to KRDO's Afternoon News and everything you're doing to serve and support those in need in the community. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you, Ted. Have a good one.